91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Bernard Rainford has pled guilty to manslaughter in a Belleville court in the death of a Toronto resident, Bradley Van Diepen, at Trudeau Park 2 years ago. Crown attorney Paul Layevsky read a statement of agreement saying Bradley Van Diepen was knocked to the ground and one of the three men involved jumped on his head. Van Diepen later died in hospital. Victim impact statements will be given by members of Van Diepen's family this afternoon. Two other men have also pled guilty to manslaughter in the case. Belleville police is investigating an attempted robbery on Station Street after a man tried to rob the beer store. The man alleged to have a gun and threatened the store clerk, but ran off with just a small amount of alcohol. The store clerk was unharmed. Police are looking for a man in his early 20s, 5'7" and 180 pounds. He was wearing a blue New York Yankees ball cap, a black hooded puffy coat, and jeans. If anyone has information, call City Police at 613-966-0882. The lawyer for a man accused of killing his three daughters and one of his two wives says there are too many unknowns to be able to convict him. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their son Hamed are all standing trial for murder in the four deaths in Kingston, Ontario. Shafia's lawyer, Peter Kemp, gave his closing address today and said outside court that the Crown's honor-killing theory doesn't make sense, so the jury shouldn't consider it.
They can't just speculate that this honor theory about wanting to get rid of four people, two of whom have no connection to an honor killing at all.
Closing remarks continue tomorrow and Thursday, with the jury likely start deliberating on Friday. The Ontario Court of Appeal has struck down a sweeping publication ban on the divorce of convicted sex killer Russell Williams. But the court says the ban will be upheld for 14 days, so Williams' estranged wife can challenge the decision if she wishes. A lower court judge banned publication of details about the former colonel's wife, and the ban also covers a deal that the couple signed after Williams was charged with two counts of first-degree murder. The appeal court ruled in a decision released today that the judge who granted the publication ban erred in law. Congressional Republicans aren't expecting much from tonight's State of the Union speech. More from the Associated Press's Jerry Bodlander.
This being an election year, House Speaker John Boehner says there is little doubt tonight's address to Congress will be political in nature.
I expect we'll hear a campaign speech.
On the other side of the Capitol, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell also expects a highly partisan tone.
The goal isn't to conquer the nation's problems, it's to conquer Republicans.
Republicans say that from all indications, the president will be doubling down, as they put it, on policies they contend have done little to improve the economy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In Empire B hockey, the Napanee Raiders will play against the Port Hope Panthers tonight. Napanee is currently in fourth place. Coach Mike Castleman says a number of players on the team have been down with injuries, but tonight everyone is back on board and ready to bring their A game.
We've lost an average of 2.8 players a game because of injury. Missing those guys has really hurt, I think, our abilities and probably gained some ground at times. And now that we're getting healthier, you're kind of able to, I think, play with a little more energy through the game.
The game will take place at Strathcona Paper Center at 7:30. Free agent first baseman Prince Fielder has agreed to terms on a 9-year, $214 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers recently lost their designated hitter Victor Martinez for most, if not all, of the upcoming season with a knee injury. The 28-year-old hit .299 last season with a 38 home runs and a .415 on-base percentage. Fielder reportedly has to pass his physical for the deal to be made official. Brent Burns of the San Jose Sharks needed to be helped off the ice at last night's game, but Edmonton Oilers forward Alish Hemsky will not be suspended for his knee-on-knee hit. The Oilers faced the Canucks in Vancouver on Tuesday before their break for the NHL All-Star Game. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, temperature falling to zero later on. Tonight, mainly cloudy and a 60% chance of flurries this evening, clearing overnight and a low of minus 5. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing in the evening and a high of minus 1. It's 2 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Rene Rogers. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.